to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you will pay for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and in other cities. And every week I broadcast you awesome tunes from the other side of the world and feature new Canadian music too, which we'll get to towards the end of the show. And this week's a big special week for Australian music in the city because Tame Impala are coming through playing Thursday night at the Commodore Ballroom. And I missed them last time, but this time I have tickets and I'm going with a new friend of mine, so that's very exciting. Tame Impala, I'll play some of their music later on. But first of all, I wanted to play some Magic Dirt because last week it could be a little bit stressful right at the end of the show when the next DJ is coming in and you're trying to get the CD in and out and get it all hooked up, and I just really buggered up and just didn't play the right song. I was going to play a Magic Dirt song for you and it just didn't work, so I wanted to feature them this morning, Magic Dirt. Well, because I played Adelita. Adelita is the lead singer of Magic Dirt. Her last name is Sersen, S-R-S-E-N. An extraordinary musician, and I featured a new single, The Repairer, last week from her debut solo, because, of course, Magic Dirt, the great band from Geelong, is on hiatus following the death of their long-term bass player, Dean. Which was a very sad event, Dean Turner. Magic Dirt are a band that formed in 1992 and have been one of the longest running bands in the Australian music independent music scene. Put out a great number of albums, and they started out with a lot of luck very quickly. They started jamming, playing shows in Geelong, headed into Melbourne, and very quickly got the interest of some label reps, and before they knew it, they were supporting Sonic Youth and Pavement on Australian tours, and eventually got a compilation out in the States, and that's what I'm going to be playing off today, which was an Orgogo Records compilation. And I wanted to play some, you know, a couple of the very older tracks, because it was from a time, of course, when bands in the mid early 90s who were making really great authentic music just for the fun of it and the sheer love were really getting heard. And, you know, to build a career after that, they really did have to alter their sound and, I guess, become a little bit more polished. And the songwriting's always been great, but I think, you know, you can't go past the magic of the earlier releases of a lot of bands, and I think Magic Dirt is one of those bands. So let's play a couple of tracks. This was the song I was trying to play last week, but I ended up playing something else on that compilation. I can't remember what, but this is the song Daddy by Magic Dirt from Geelong.
Oh,
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm featuring, for the first part of the show, the band Magic Dirt from Geelong, that great rock band who have been around since the early 90s and who are on a hiatus following the unfortunate death of Dean Turner, the bass player and founding member of the band. Adelita Sirsten is the singer-songwriter, front woman of the band, an extraordinary woman, and she's launched a solo career now. And what I've heard of the new album, self-titled Adelita, is quite amazing. Actually, the song that I added to the blog last week, if you go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, the blog will come up, and every week I post the podcast, a set list, and one video. And the video I posted last week for the song The Repairer by Adelita was, it just, that made me homesick. Just seeing that film clip was so well done. It was her dressed in black, sort of wandering around a beach somewhere, probably outside of Melbourne, near Geelong, where she lives, just wandering through the sand and through the scrub. And then she walks onto a dirt road into a sort of an industrial kind of setting with some big big mining equipment or factories and trucks driving past, and with the melancholy song in the background. It's a real special kind of clip I found anyway. So I just wanted to play a little actual clip of Adelita speaking on a television show, an Australian music television show. The interviewer just asked her, I think, something about her first gig, sort of live music experiences in around where she lived before the band was formed, and just a little context for you and how music cross-pollinates across the world and bands that she saw from overseas touring Australia. This is Adelita from Magic Dirt.
I'm from Geelong, and this big sort of punk rock community there, like old school punk rock I'm talking. And I used to see bands like Dinosaur Jr. and Mudhoney at the Barwon Club, which was our local. But I reckon before that, my first concert would have been either Butthole Surfers or Einstein's and Mo Barton at the Old Greek Theatre in Melbourne. And I just remember Butthole Surfers and just, like, you know, Gibby Haynes just blowing fire and just being the devil, and basically, and it was just wild. And yeah, and Einstein's and Mo Barton were playing so loud that my jeans were, like, shaking and just like, it was amazing. I don't think the Old Greek Theatre's there anymore. So, yeah. I reckon it would have been Interpol.
You never feel the same way you do.
Awesome stuff there from Magic Dirt. All three of the tracks I played were from their first two EPs, so in the early to mid-90s. I played for you first Daddy, and then Redhead, and finally that song was called Ice. And in the middle there was I played an interview from YouTube with Adelita talking about some of her early gig experiences, seeing some of those great American bands like the Butthole Surfers playing outside of her hometown there at Geelong, and how that inspired her to start the band Magic Dirt. And in terms of inspiration too, I thought I'd play one more little part of that interview where she's talking about a local band, Ratcat, who were a big influence on her at the time, and I'll play you their classic single as well. So here we go. This is a bit more of Adelita chatting.
I'm Adelita from Magic Dirt. I reckon it would have been, well, I've actually got it here because I wanted to show you. This is not the actual one, but it would have been Tingles, Ratcat. I remember, I actually had the vinyl version, but this is the CD version, obviously. But That Ain't Bad was, you know, it was... When I heard that song, my boyfriend at the time, we were absolutely obsessed with it. We always say it was the pre-Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know. And I remember we had it on a cassette. That was before CDs, so we taped it onto a cassette, and we repeated it on the cassette so we wouldn't have to rewind it, and we just listened to it over and over again in the car. So, Ratcat. We actually did a show with Ratcat, and that was amazing, such an honour. I was just like, what is going on here? We're doing a show with Ratcat. That's wild.
Supporting you?
No. We supported them at the Newtown RSL a little while back, so dreams can come true.
They told me that you were really bad news. They said that you were no good for me. They told me that you were a bad, bad person. But you seem all right to me. I love you.
There you go, some classic Australian music there. We heard Magic Dirt with the song Ice, and then Adelita from the band just chatting about one of her early influences, and she picked the song That Ain't Bad by Ratcat, and that song was, it was amazing when that came out. So that was before Nirvana, that was just before all that alternative music was going to break, and I remember as a child seeing that song on the mainstream music video show and just being, wow, it was like, this is different, this is like really fun song with some crunching guitar chords and a good melody. And you know, this is when bands like Motley Crue were still big and all that kind of stuff, and the crappy dance music, and then to hear a short, sharp, fuzzy rock song like this was amazing in the mainstream. And then of course a few months later Nirvana came out and everything changed. So that was the band Ratcat from Australia, an influence there on Adelita from Magic Dirt. This is Stranded, the Australian Music Show, and I'll be back right after this.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
So we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show here in Vancouver on CITR 101.9 FM and in other cities, and live on the internet and, of course, on podcast on my blog. Now, here's another older band. Well, they're still current, but this CD is from 2006. I wanted to play a track from this by a band called The Greats, because I just found the CD sitting in a pile of CDs and randomly in the CITR lounge, and thought, oh, that was quite odd to find an Australian CD without its cover even. I just kind of looked, oh, that looks familiar, the band. So I haven't played them before, but they're a band from Brisbane, a two-piece from Brisbane called The Greats, G-R-A-T-E-S, comprising Patience Hodgson on vocals and John Patterson on guitar. And they're one of those real fun type bands, really great catchy songs, short and sharp and sweet. I thought it'd be good to play after that Ratcat track, actually. So here's another a track from Australian music. This is The Greats, and I'll be back with newer music right after this.
Ha! Jesus came to my birthday party. You and I were 17. I thought it was a dream, but no one's leaving.
I believe in breakfast foods and kissing birds. Greenhouse, I suffer on your voice tonight.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, here on CITR 101.9 FM and in other cities. And I will be right back after this. Okay, I'll be right back.
I'm Peter Manns. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, here we are back. So the music there, what an interesting song. That was by a band called The Puddle from New Zealand. This is a release of an album. This has been in the can for a few years, apparently. Fish Rider Records has put this out. The album's called Playboys in the Bush, and it's got an unreal cover. Beautiful painting on the front of it. So apparently it was recorded a few years back, but somehow only got released now. And so they're a classic sort of psych pop band from New Zealand, loosely related to that Dunedin Flying Nun record label. But the actual record label that put this out is called Fish Rider Records. And here on their website, they're saying, after 25 years largely lost in the mist, The Puddle have finally emerged with their first proper studio album after two acclaimed home-recorded albums in recent years. Rest assured, The Puddle idiosyncrasies still shine through, just with greater clarity now. How The Puddle ended up in one of New Zealand's best recording studios is a story in itself. Producer Richard Steele fulfilled a long-held desire to see justice finally done to the band he once played saxophone in briefly in the early 90s while a student in Dunedin. So I don't know too much about this band other than what I just read out, but it sounds like they've been around for a long time, 25 years, and not a hell of a lot on recorded form. So that was an interesting track. So I'll try to play some more in the coming weeks from New Zealand. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Before that, we heard two tracks. Great song by The Greats there. It was called 192020. That was from a 2006 album. And that was followed by a band called The Middle East with Jesus Came to My Birthday Party. And they're from Townsville in Queensland. And a recommendation from Kelly, my new friend, Kelly, who is from Sydney and living in Vancouver. And she's an Australian music fanatic. She even lent me her iPod, which I'm very, very grateful for. And I'm going to invite her onto the show. It'd be really great to open the show up into more of a collective. So anyone out there if you are interested in Australian music and you want to phone up or even come in the studio, feel free. Go to the blog, type Oz Stranded into Google, OZSTRANDED, and then send me an email with the contact details. Now, of course, Tame Impala are playing this week. They are touring and are back. I missed them at the Biltmore last time, but I've got tickets this time, so I'm really excited to go. People have been saying that they're one of the greatest bands to come out of Australia for quite some time, and I tend to agree. Their sound is pretty amazing. So what are we going to play here? Let's play track 6 off the album Solitude is Bliss.
Cracks come on. It's bugging you, something good will come. Come on, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
So we're nearing the end of Stranded, and geez, I didn't. All we have time for really is one Canadian track. Maybe we'll squeeze in two. I'll be very quick. You heard there Tame Impala, also a band called Son of Rut from Australia. So with a song called Small Things, you can find them on MySpace, Son of Rut. That's Son Space of Space R U T. Okay, let's play some Wolf Parade now, some local music. And then Marie will be in very soon. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Cover of the wailing of the storm.
You got the strongest one. We are two oxen under one whip. We are two men in tuxedos, and we are ready to jump from behind the wall.
Come to the end of the show here at Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I only got to two Canadian tracks today. My apologies, but I got wrapped up in playing that older stuff at the start of the show. But not to worry, we have plenty of shows ahead. So that was the Albertans with the final, well, it's the second to final track, track 9 off their New Age album. And Expo 86 is the album by Wolf Parade, and I played you a track from that album as well. Called Two Men in New Tuxedos. A couple of Canadian tracks there. That's the end of the show. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Marie is next with Synchronicity. And I'm just going to fade out for you now. This is awesome. I found this Bush sound CD. This is just Australian Bush music.